Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Richard Clayton. This week, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle.
It is one of the signature songs of the 1960s, the moment when Bob Dylan broke free of the strictures of folky protest to find himself in surrealistic poetry. Mr. Tambourine Man has been variously described as a druggy anthem and a search for the muse. But the song's most important legacy is that it threw open the possibilities of what pop, and specifically pop lyrics, could be. The fact that it was covered almost immediately by the Byrds, in a rockier version as influential as Dylan's acoustic original, only redoubles its impact. The song's initial writing is dated to February 1964. The 22-year-old Dylan had been up all night at Mardi Gras in New Orleans. In that in-between time at the crack of dawn, he first caught those vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme and, he later declared, the sound of what I wanted to say. Too much can be read into his imagery, yet it's a fair bet that what Dylan called his trip on a magic swirling ship is a reference to the French symbolist poet Rimbaud's Le Bateau Ivre, and the idea that inspiration can come via, quote, a systematic derangement of the senses.
Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go.
More prosaically, the Mr. Tambourine Man himself is probably just a bloke with a large instrument. The folk musician Bruce Langhorne plays electric guitar on the definitive take of the song. Dylan remembers Langhorne carrying a tambourine as big as a wagon wheel around Greenwich Village. Thus he named the Pied Piperish figure that the song's protagonist pursues in the Jingle Jangle Morning. The song was premiered in London at the Royal Festival Hall in May 1964. Dylan also played it at the Newport Folk Festival, and you can find a lovely film of that performance on YouTube. In June of 1964, he recorded the song with Rambling Jack Elliott harmonising. This version wasn't up to much, but is now anthologised on the seventh of the bootleg series.
I wouldn't worry, it's just the shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place.
Mr. Tambourine Man opened the acoustic side of Dylan's album Bringing It All Back Home, released in March 1965. That LP launched his electric period and triggered an arms race of rock creativity with the Beatles and the Beach Boys. The band The Byrds, meanwhile, were also signed to Columbia, and they were encouraged to cover Mr. Tambourine Man as their debut single. They were only convinced their version would fly when Dylan heard them play it live in the studio and exclaimed, "Wow, man, you can dance to that." But their rendition nearly didn't get off the ground, as the producer didn't think the band's playing was yet up to scratch. He brought in the peerless LA session musicians, later known as the Wrecking Crew, to accompany the Byrds' singer and guitarist, Jim McGuinn. On January 25th, 1965, 10 days after Dylan had cut his album version, McGuinn nailed his vocal and played that Bach-inspired introduction on his 12-string Rickenbacker guitar. The heady, joyous sound kicked off the folk rock boom, with abridged lyrics and harmonies from McGuinn, David Crosby, and Gene Clark. These 3 minutes of bliss translated into a number one single on both sides of the pond.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine
Man. McGuinn became a devotee of the Indonesian-derived spiritual sect Subud, and he described Mr. Tambourine Man as a prayer of submission. He professed, "I was singing to God, and I was saying to him, 'Hey God, take me for a trip, and I'll follow you anywhere.'" McGuinn's sonic lead was known to subsequent generations as jingly jangly indie rock, taken up by bands including Big Star, The Smiths, The Bangles, REM, The Stone Roses, and Teenage Fan Club. Other performers have covered Mr. Tambourine Man. Notoriously, William Shatner, a.k.a. Captain Kirk from Star Trek, is among them. To say their takes on the song are inessential is an understatement.
I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for the fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it.
The most radical refashioning of Dylan's lyrics is by the classical composer, John Carigliano. He set the words for soprano and orchestra in 2003 without having heard Dylan's original music.
Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship.
Yet the most telling thing about the greatness of Mr. Tambourine Man is that Dylan maintains it's the only one of his songs he's tried to do another of in the same vein. He failed, which shows how uniquely successful he was in the first place.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.